Mangione appears in New York court for first time since arraignment. Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City on December 4th, appeared before the New York State Supreme Court on February 21st, as legal teams gave Judge Gregory Caro an update on discovery proceedings. Mangione's attorney, Karen Friedman Agnifilo, addressed members of the media after the hearing, repeating the remarks she made in court over her disappointment in the prohibition of cameras from the courtroom. Luigi's right to a fair trial is being infringed upon because he is being publicly treated as guilty and as having the presumption of guilt, as opposed to the presumption of innocence, which is what he is entitled to, she said. Recalling an HBO documentary she saw featuring the New York City mayor, the chief of detectives, and an actor playing Mangione reading excerpts from a journal alleged to be his. Agnifilo argued that not only were they prejudicing her client, but they were sharing discovery material her team had not yet received from the prosecution. The deadline for discovery has passed, and while she said the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has made an effort to provide discovery, Agnifilo said that New York City has failed to provide necessary police paperwork. She also said that her team only received information regarding Mangione's arrest in Altoona, Pennsylvania, earlier on February 21st, which she said sparked concern that his constitutional rights regarding search and seizure were violated. The Epoch Times has reached out to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for comment. The 26-year-old faces an 11-count indictment by a Manhattan grand jury, including a first-degree murder charge alleging the slaying of the CEO was in furtherance of an act of terrorism, and a second-degree murder charge alleging he committed the murder as a crime of terrorism. The maximum penalty for those state charges is life in prison. However, this is just one of the two state-level cases filed against him. He faces separate charges in Pennsylvania for possessing an unlicensed firearm and forgery. A hearing in that state was scheduled for February 24th, but that has been canceled. He also faces four federal charges, including two counts of stalking and one count of murder through the use of a firearm, the next hearing for which is scheduled for March 19th. Those federal charges qualify him for the death penalty. However, the federal government has not yet decided if it will pursue the death penalty. He is being held in a Brooklyn federal jail alongside several other high-profile defendants, including Sean Diddy Combs and Sam Bankman-Fried, accused of murder. Thompson, a husband, father of two, and an employee of UnitedHealthcare for 20 years, was ambushed and shot three times on December 4th as he was walking to a hotel to speak with investors. The federal complaint, unsealed on December 19th, included pictures taken of Mangione during an exchange with a desk clerk at a New Jersey hostel and a New Jersey driver's license with his picture and the name Mark Rosario. Mangione was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, on December 9th. Prosecutors noted in their complaint that he was apprehended with a notebook that allegedly included a passage that describes Mangione's intent to whack the CEO of one of the insurance companies attending United Health Group's investor conference. The complaint also said Mangione also had a gun matching the one used to kill Thompson, a 9mm pistol with a silencer. This was a frightening, well-planned, targeted murder that was intended to cause shock and attention and intimidation, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg said in a statement issued on December 17th. Mangione's alleged actions have given rise to outspoken verbal and financial support from those who see his case as an opportunity to protest against the health insurance industry. His hearing on February 21st attracted hundreds of people declaring their support and protesting against health insurers. His case has also attracted more than $500,000 in donations to his legal fund. Such support for Mangione has been denounced by lawmakers like Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. In America, we do not kill people in cold blood to resolve policy differences or express a viewpoint, the governor said in December. Samantha Flom, Jack Phillips, and the Associated Press contributed to this report.